organization was founded in 2016, soon after the presidential or during the presidential campaign, when our co-founders, Rabbi Sandy Sasso and Jennifer Nelson Williams, were deeply disturbed by the breakdown of incivility witnessed during the presidential campaign. And they knew that they wanted to do something to help restore civil discourse in our society, and also by the lack of representation that women held here in our Indiana State House. What we know is that the 19th Amendment did not give all women the right to vote, and I think that's important to point out. It wasn't for another 45 years with the 1965 Voters' Rights Act that it gave all women the right to vote. And I think that's important. I think time and time again, we've seen in our nation's history people and groups being compromised. We saw that with the inception of our nation and the three-fifths in the Constitution. We saw that again. We also know that in 2016, 48% of all registered voters in Indiana did not make it to the polls. And so I think it's important to be able to reach those voters that are disenfranchised and to reach people to make sure that we have a broad, diverse voting group here in our state.
The public is seeing strategies and moves by certain groups and individuals to impact this year's election. What information or advice can you give to voters out there to be mindful of these methods and strategies that are being used to influence their vote or their ability or intention of going to the ballot?
Yes, I think that there's no surprise that there are those groups, not just here within our state, but within our nation, but globally, that are trying their best to influence our election and our democracy. And I think that it's important, you know, this wonderful democracy that we have, it's only as good as people are engaged. Democracy is not a spectator sport. You got to roll up your sleeves and dive in. So what I would urge people to do is look at those organizations that are nonpartisan. Look at those organizations that are led and comprised by people in the community, and look at a number of organizations before deciding what's important to you and your family.
I understand Women for Change is looking for volunteers. Can you talk about the opportunities and who would make an ideal volunteer?
Everyone would make an ideal volunteer. I think that during this uneasy time of the pandemic and revolution, we are wanting to make sure that we engage volunteers in a safe manner. We are looking to engage over 400,000 Hoosiers to make sure that they get to the ballot, and doing that in four different ways. You can make phone calls from the comfort of your own home, text. You can also write postcards or help us send e-postcards. If you'd like to get involved, you can visit www.womenforchangeindiana.org/vote, and you'll find more information. Our Get Out the Vote campaign is 100% nonpartisan. We do not endorse a party or a candidate, but we are rather talking about the issues that we believe affect not only Indiana women primarily, but what we know is when you are dealing with women, you deal with an entire community, because women are the backbone of our communities.